Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
What you got, Maloney?
While Cardinals rookie Rondale Moore has continued to impress during training camp, the wide receiver stays level-headed.
I heard him talk in his press conference yesterday, and remember, I owe you one on this because I'm the one that said last, I think it was April, oh my gosh, Rondale Moore just lit it up as his pro day. This is a bad day because I was hoping the Cardinals could get him in the fourth round. And after you saw him run, you knew that no one's taking him in the fourth round. He's going to go sooner than that. But I never knew the kid. I don't act like we've had a beer, but yeah. Oh my gosh, after listening to him talk once again, this guy, as a human being, is special. And the way he's going so far in camp, he's special.
You know what's amazing about that is the only one that was being talked about more than Rondale Moore was A.J. Green.
Nice room.
Not since the summer of 2019 has an NFL preseason game taken place, but that all ends tonight as two of the most storied franchises will kick off the NFL preseason as the Dallas Cowboys face the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Hall of Fame game.
Cannot wait to see this. I really cannot. And it's because Najee Harris is going to get two carries, maybe three, tonight. Cannot wait to see the Pittsburgh Steelers. And how is this offense going to change? Are they going to try to trick you or are they going to try to truck you? What's it going to be right here? Well, it begins tonight.
I don't care how ridiculous this sounds at all, but I totally understand when you have an extra preseason game, even though it's only to four now, if you are playing in the Hall of Fame game, which is what it used to be all the time. I get that a lot of players aren't going to play. Yeah. I'm a little shocked at how many players aren't even traveling to this game.
16 for the Cowboys.
Yeah, mostly for the Cowboys, but for both. That's surprising to me that you're not even there.
Our own John Gamadoro tweeted yesterday that he believes Paul Millsap will be considered for the Phoenix Suns in free agency. He also is looking at Isaiah Hartenstein as a player that could garner attention for the Suns.
Let me tell you about the first one there. All you do is get tougher when you sign someone like Paul Millsap.
I'll take that all day long if, in fact, that is the case. Mm-hmm. I honestly can tell you right now, I'm fine if they just stand pat. I'm fine. I've already done it.
I like a Millsap signing just because I don't want somebody else in the – you have to box him out if he's playing for somebody else in the West.
Devin Booker has best game yet as USA moves past Aussies to Olympic final where they'll face France.
In the third quarter, Devin Booker had 11. Australia had 10.
I am so glad that it's France. I am so glad that they get to play France for the gold.
Slovenia actually got a bucket to make it 90-89. Got to stop. They've got the ball, and Doncic does not take the last shot. Propelic decides, I'm the guy for this team. And Nicholas Batum slaps it away for a last-second block. And Slovenia goes to the bronze game for their first medal in country history in basketball. While it's the only team that's defeated the United States in what? Something like 16 years or 12 years, something like that, in France, who beat them in the opening round.
Propelic was going to propel them into the gold medal game.
Okay. Maloney, give us something else.
And the last one, Zach Allen is good but not great as the D-backs held the Giants last night 7-1.
You know, it was a... Looking at Zach Gallen is important because you can't get two strikes on people that often and not finish them. So that's a negative of this game. But Jake Faria, I'm sorry to be a jerk. I can't be at your level, but you got to be mentally tougher than that. If you didn't see the game, he gets the first two guys out in the seventh, strikes out the third batter. So you think it'd be 1-2-3. But they have a wild pitch to strike out the last batter, and Holiday isn't able to smother it. The batter gets on first, and Faria has a total meltdown from that point forward. And listen, it stinks. You got him out 1-2-3, but you did not rush in on that wild pitch and tell your catcher where the ball is. You lacked hustle, and then you mentally checked out. You want to stay at this level. I hope that's just a one learning experience and you're fine, because that looked bad.
I think Zach Gallen is going to impact the Diamondbacks a lot more, and that's why my attention was on Zach Gallen. And he just looked a little distracted, for lack of a better way of saying it right now. He could not locate, especially his fastball. And when you can't locate your fastball, man, you're going to go into a lot of deep counts, and that's exactly what he did for the most part. And I was shocked they left him out over 100 pitches in this game. Absolutely blown away. I know his last start, he pitched 100 pitches he threw, I should say. But to me, you got to be kidding me. He just blew right by 100, and they left him out there.
That was good. A good challenge for him. But I'm stealing this opinion from Mark Grace. If you're going to pitch 100 pitches, I'd like you to at least get some outs in the seventh inning at some point, as he got pulled after 5 2/3. Coming up next, Cardinals training camp will tell you the one guy we are considering the most interesting man of camp. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.